Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, hi there, everybody. Carton Roberts, Craig on vacation for one more day. And the man is back for one more day, Joe Beningo.
Yeah, it was an odyssey getting here today, but I'm here.
You made it.
Well, they canceled the train. I mean, it's like unbelievable. I get up there. I take an hour earlier train. They cancel the train. I mean, what do we
for doing? What reason?
There isn't. Do they need a reason?
Switch your shoes or whatever.
Please,
they make
this
up?
Poor guy last night, he had to come with me. Get off where I get off, because they had major issues, I guess, in the Suffern station. They had rails down.
Power lines down.
Oh, I mean, you had to take an Uber home.
Oh, my God. I mean, well, you have always told me.
It's a disaster.
And you were right about this. The biggest part of this job is the commute.
There's no question.
It's getting here it's going home.
That is it. It's all about that. If they could beam me here, I'd be good. I'm in, you know?
That's the beauty of the show at home. That's the best part about the show at home.
It is the best part of the show at home.
That's what makes Saturdays great.
Saturdays good. It's going to be good when we're doing the Saturday shows. I'm here from home.
Can't wait.
Olivero's going to mail me. I guess they're going to, UPS me the box we need to do the show from home.
You still don't have your box from a year and a half ago?
Come on, are you kidding me?
They didn't let you keep that? From
Let
the pandemic.
Me keep it. All I heard was churn off like every day. You know, do you still have that box? Can you bring it? Like, he was like so worried I'm going to stay home and not come in. I mean, it was unbelievable. You know the deal.
I do. The best part about our Saturday shows is we'll be before real football games.
Yes.
I was excited for about 10 minutes last night watching the Giants. Because it was football. I miss football. I love football.
I got to tell you, I mostly, not that I watched the whole game, but I did watch a significant amount of the Field of Dreams game.
Are you serious?
I really did. Don't ask me why.
Hold on a second.
Because I'm a sick, you know what?
Wait, you have always told me, listen, if it's not the Mets, if it's not the Yankees, I'm not watching baseball.
That is a very...
August you watched the Cubs against the Reds?
Well, here's the deal. I have found that this is very weird, okay? Now tell me, call me now. I have found now that I have, you know, haven't been doing this on any kind of regular basis for a while. I'm actually watching more baseball games than I was before. I'm watching every Met game.
Right.
I mean, I'm not watching every pitch like you, but I'm watching, you know, I'm all over my team, you know, obviously. I can't watch them tonight because they're on Apple, although you tell me I got Apple.
You can watch it.
All right.
Yeah, well, all you've got to tell Terry to do.
Scherzer's is pitching. I mean, could they put it on? Yeah. And the Yankees are always on Friday night somewhere.
Well, believe it or not, tonight the Yankees are on Yes Network. They're not on Amazon tonight.
Yankee Red Sox on Yes?
For whatever reason, it's a Yes Network game.
That's good.
The Mets are on Apple TV Plus, which is annoying to access. But once you access
it. Very annoying.
And we don't get Gary, Keith, and Ron, which kind of sucks.
Well, that stinks too. Do we even know who these guys are?
I forget.
They can't be good.
The Oriole TV announcer does, I think, the 7:30 or 7 o'clock games. What's her
name?
Isn't
that Gary Thorne?
No. It's not Gary Thorne. I forget the Melanie Newman,
really?
I think is her name.
Oh, okay.
And she was okay because she did a few Met games. And I think Chris Young, the former outfielder.
Yeah, you mentioned him, right.
Not the pitcher because he's the GM of Texas Rangers.
Chris Young, the old Princeton basketball player.
Yes.
The 6'10".
He's the one who's the GM of the Rangers.
Yeah, right. Yes.
The one broadcasting is the former outfielder for the Mets, Yankees,
I know, yes.
Diamondbacks.
Okay. Right.
But everybody can access it because it's free. It's just a pain in the ass to access.
Yeah.
That's the
only thing. Wife's all over this stuff, you know.
So you can
watch
it.
She does all the technological things that I need to have
done. Yeah, she can hook you up with that.
So, you know, thank God for that.
She can definitely hook you up with that. But I watched a little bit of the Field of Dreams game. Did you see the Harry Carey thing?
No, I missed that for some reason.
So in the seventh inning, Harry Carey used to sing.
Yeah, he used to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
They put up a hologram of Harry Carey.
But wait a minute. Here's the problem I have with that. Yeah. It wasn't a Cub home game. The Reds were the home team.
That's your problem with it?
I mean, hold on. Isn't that supposed to only be at Wrigley Field anyway?
It's supposed to only be at Wrigley Field, yes.
Come on.
Well, that's your issue with it? Not the fact they took a dead guy and made a hologram of him?
Well.
It was freaky, man. I thought it was sort of cool.
So that's, oh, they made a hologram. Now I just registered what a hologram is.
Yeah.
It took me, you know, I'm getting slow.
I got, Lugie, show him a video right now of the Harry Carey
hologram.
You
got a video of this?
I could have sworn it was Harry Carey. Or I thought it was someone imitating Harry Carey.
Right.
Like they had some old guy dress up as Harry Carey and sing Take Me Out to the Ball
Game.
Does
that mean that the maybe Old Timers Day, the Mets will have like holograms of Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner?
I mean, they could. what I started thinking is when the Jets win the Super Bowl, you've always told me you'll be dead. You won't be around to see it.
So maybe it'll be a hologram of me.
Well, that's what I'm curious. Are you giving the station permission to create a Beningo hologram?
Of course. What do I care? Just make sure you pay my wife. That's
it. That's it.
Make sure she gets the proceeds. And I'm good.
Hear that, Spike? Send the check to Terry.
Spike.
And we're good to go.
Did you tell Spike that he looks like this guy, Machine Gun Kelly?
I have not told him that, okay. No.
Spike, you look like Machine Gun Kelly.
I can see it.
The guy that's married. Lugie, don't you see that? The guy that's married to Megan Fox? I mean, come on.
I definitely see the resemblance.
Well,
did you
Megan Fox, but
no.
But yeah, no, I understand.
And the worst part about the Field of Dreams game, did you watch the beginning of it? You probably tuned in right in the middle of it.
Well, I didn't get home for the beginning of it.
Okay.
I wasn't home yet.
At the beginning of it, they did this dramatic thing where Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. walked out of the cornfield
and
had a catch.
Really?
Okay.
Now that's interesting.
In honor of, you know, Ray Kinsella having a catch with his dad.
Right.
And I was so depressed watching this because you got to remember, bro, I grew up with Ken Griffey Jr. being the freaking man.
Right.
Ken Griffey Jr. was the kid.
With the Mariners.
With the Mariners. Right. Yeah. Before he was rejected to the Mets.
Well, he was all banged up in Cincinnati
all
the time.
End of his career, yes.
Right.
But he was the man. He was the face of Major League Baseball. And he's out there and he can't even throw a baseball anymore.
Put on a lot of weight, didn't he?
He's a bigger guy, but he looked muscular. Like, he put on weight, but he didn't look bad.
Right.
But watching him and his dad senior having a catch, it was depressing. I was looking at this saying, this isn't the Ken Griffey Jr. I remember.
What do you expect?
I don't know. You know what?
What is he, 50 now? He's got to be 50, right? Close to it.
I don't know what I expect. I know there's Old-Timers Day.
I'm going to be 70, but I mean, you know, 50, but he's starting to, move in a different direction.
But I don't have high standards for you, Joe, throwing a baseball out on the field.
No, that's not it.
This is Ken Griffey Jr.
I can't go overhand no more.
Oh, really?
I'll tear my rotator cuff, and then I won't be able to play golf, and I won't be happy.
So when's the last time you had a catch?
I've thrown a football with my grandson a little bit.
And do you go underhand or do you throw
it? Oh, no, I throw it.
So you can still throw
a
football?
Yeah, with a little zip, too. I can't throw any kind of distance. Like,
gotcha.
I can throw 15, 20 yards on a line, but to throw with any kind of, 40, 50 yards anymore, no shot.
So when's the last time you threw a baseball, then?
That's been a while. It's been a while since I've thrown a baseball.
Well, if you can throw a football, you can throw a baseball.
I would think so.
Yeah. Look, I didn't expect Ken Griffey Jr. to go out and play center field. It was sad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching this guy I grew up watching.
Right.
Like yesterday, you said, when you're old, when you start to become older than all the players.
Right.
Which I have now hit now as a baseball fan.
Now, right.
I'm watching Ken Griffey Jr. and he's not even moving his feet. He's like flat-footed.
Well, how do you think I feel when I see Namath? I mean, you guy's almost 80 now.
I understand.
He's like 75, 76. I mean, come on.
No, I understand. I understand. It was a weird night not having the Mets and the Yankees
last night.
The Giant game, I watched about a quarter and a half of it.
They won, right? Well, they won, right?
They did on a last-second field goal.
Oh, is that Graham Gano?
Graham Gano.
He's a good player. He's one of their best, actually.
He's one of their best. It's one of those things, and I think it's the same thing with the Jets tonight against Philadelphia.
Yeah.
There's nothing you could take out of these
games.
Well,
even the Jets tonight, I mean, there's only so much, and again, I probably won't, kick off 7 o'clock? Probably won't get home in time to see the beginning anyway.
Right.
Which is probably all I want to see. I mean, I don't know who's going to be playing after
that. But even, like, Zach Wilson, who obviously is the key to the Jets season, there's nothing he can do in this game.
Nothing.
That's going to make you, A, get depressed, or B, get excited.
Well, unless he got hurt.
Obviously.
Outside of that.
Yeah, that's why, the biggest thing that came out of the Giant game is that Shane Lemieux injured his toe. Like, because outside of that, yeah, Saquon Barkley looked good. Yeah, Kenny Golladay had a drop at the two-yard line.
He stinks.
Yeah, Daniel Jones.
Kenny Golladay. What did they think this guy was? I mean, he wasn't that great with the Lions.
He was better than this, though.
Well, he's better than this, but, I mean, it wasn't like he was some, perennial Pro Bowl receiver.
He looks like a guy who got paid, is on a lousy football
team, and just doesn't care. And he's mailing it in.
Yeah.
I saw that pass he dropped on the goal line.
Yeah. Got to make that play.
Of course.
Now, what does that mean in a preseason game?
It doesn't mean much.
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't help him, though.
No. I think that's the problem when I watch these games. Like, Daniel Jones, to me, there's no shot he's on the Giants in 2023.
Yeah.
This is his last shot here, and even if he has a good year.
I would agree.
He's still probably gone because the Giants are going to have to pay him. I look at Saquon Barkley the same way. Like, Saquon Barkley, let's say he has a monster year, and I actually think he could. Are you going to pay a running back
No.
That kind
no,
of money?
No.
When you just cleaned up the salary cap books for Joe Shane?
By the way, how bad is that draft now?
Oh, the Saquon draft?
Oh, my God.
Not good.
Bro, come on.
Jets and Giants.
Yeah, no, everybody. Jets, Giants.
Cleveland.
Cleveland, right.
Well, they had a second first-round pick, and they got Denzel Ward.
Yeah, so that part the Cardinals. They took Josh Rosen. I know they got Murray now, but, you know.
But you know what Arizona did that a lot of teams can't do? They were able to, after 1 year, say, okay, we effed up.
They
let's move on.
Yeah, they also moved it. They brought a new coach in, too, in Kingsbury.
They brought a new coach in.
They bounced the coach after 1 year, too.
Right, but they identified after only one season, this quarterback is not our answer.
Right.
And most teams don't do that. Most teams sit around for 3 or 4 years saying, I hope this guy's our answer.
Right.
Well, we'll put more talent around him. Now he'll be our answer. And like we said before, if that guy isn't the answer by year two, he's not the answer. And you're just spinning your wheels. Like, it's weird. The Giants, and I don't know what Brian Daboll is going to be as a head coach. Hopefully for Giant fans, he's the next great head coach. Same thing with Joe Shane. But they have become the Jets over the last 5 years.
Oh, my God. It's 3 years, three coaches in a row, 2 years and out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
McAdoo.
That is very Jet-like.
Really?
Yeah.
And the next cycle in Jet-like is moving on from the young quarterback, which is going to happen with Daniel Jones after this season. They haven't done it yet, but they're going to. Like, is there any shot Daniel Jones does enough this season to where you want to bring him back and build around him?
I guess if the Giants had this ridiculous year to go like 12-5 and win the division, and Jones is great, you know. Maybe that, and but I don't think that's happening.
And by the way, if that happens, then you got to pay Daniel Jones franchise quarterback kind of money.
Well, that's true.
You're right. That's the issue you run into. And I think Saquon Barkley more so. Because at least with Daniel Jones, if he had that great year you described, okay, fine, pay him, he's the answer. If Saquon Barkley rushes for 2,000 yards, has this unbelievable season. I don't count on it, but let's just say he did. Are you going to pay him?
Yeah.
No.
No, look. That really, I mean, you look at that draft, the first three picks. We all wanted Donald. You know, Mayfield goes first. He's gone. Barkley's still here. He's had all kinds of problems since his rookie year, injury-wise. You know, the Jets take Donald, and what a disaster. He's in Carolina with Mayfield.
I know.
How is that? What?
Circle of life.
With one of the most overrated coaches in football in Matt Rhule.
Yes.
I mean, I can't believe he has a job.
One more year.
Yeah, that's it.
And then he'll be gone, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that quarterback class, which at the time you thought, oh, this could be historic. This could be great. Look who the two best players are by a mile and a half. Josh Allen turned out to be. Yep. But I think a lot of it also.
And Lamar
Jackson.
Right.
But a lot of that has to do with going into the right situation. If the New York Jets or even the New York Giants had drafted Josh Allen, what would have happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll never know.
No, we'll never know.
Now, you wouldn't think he'd be as good as he is now.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you one thing. Speaking of guys, look, if anybody but the New England Patriots drafted Mac Jones last year, he would not have had the year he had. I don't think he's any good.
So what is he? You don't think he's any good?
I think he's an average quarterback.
That's what I was going to say.
I think he's
an average game managing, make the playoffs kind of quarterback.
That's what he is.
And by the way, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. You could have a pretty good career, but is he Josh Allen?
No.
Is he ever going to match Josh Allen?
Never.
No. No, but I think it's a testament to the coaching Bill Belichick does, and he's really shown his muscle this year because he decided the guys who's going to run his offense are the brains of Joe Judge and Matt Patricia.
Right, two failed head coaches.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Right. And Matt Patricia's a defensive guy, and Joe Judge is a special teams
guy. And is it Patricia calling the plays now?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
But they'll win games. I don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl or anything like that.
Well, we better beat them this year at least once.
Well.
No.
Wells. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm thinking, like, is that going to happen? Like you say, they better win week one. I agree with you.
Right. And week two.
Is that going to happen?
I mean, I wouldn't bet on it.
Well, that's the point.
I told you, they'll probably be up by 20 and blow the game.
If I had to ask you right now.
21-20. They're up 20-0. Mid-third. They lose 21-20.
If I had to ask you right now, August 12th, 2:15, we're about a month away from week one.
Right.
How many wins?
By the way, we're not going according to the thing here.
The thing here.
Okay. Twitter went nuts over a first quarter taunting penalty called on Giant quarterback Aaron Robinson.
Oh, that was a terrible.
Did you see that? I did not see it.
That was such ridiculousness. If this was a
regular. You're all over it, Luke.
If this was a regular season NFL game, you would have lost your mind for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because you would say, are you kidding me with this taunting?
Yeah, well, there's so many. And you're telling me that they're emphasizing illegal contact?
Yeah.
What a joke.
Yeah, that'll drive you nuts, too.
Oh, my God.
If you had to predict right now, not what you want, not what I want, because I know what I want, and you know what you want.
Well,
but what you think is going to happen, how many wins do you really think the Jets are going to get this year?
I'll say maybe 7.
Maybe 7.
Yeah.
And you'd be pissed with that.
Very.
7-10 is a disappointment.
Extremely.
I agree. And for anyone listening saying, well, you guys are unreasonable, maybe I'm being unreasonable, maybe you're being unreasonable, but enough of the losing. Enough.
Well, who's, I'm tired of it. You know, when exactly are us Jet fans going to expect to win? I mean, even when he was coaching the Senior Bowl, Salah, the wonderful head coach, I hope he turns out to be. I got no confidence in him at all. You know, it's basically setting it up. Well, it's not going to, you know, really, when I was in San Francisco, we got it going in year three, you know?
Right.
Like, he's already kind of like setting it up that, you know, year three, look at the Bengals. They did it in year three. So he's setting it up that if there's another crummy year, well, I told you it's going to be year three, you know?
But the expectation is that even though Joe Douglas had a great draft, supposedly,
we hope
that they're going to have a crummy year. Their over-under in Vegas is 5.5.
Right. Well, I would bet the over only because I have to.
No, I get
I would
that.
Never bet against, you know, root, you know, bet against
I'm
them.
I'm with you. I'd bet the over, but think about those expectations. Like the
not
Giants. The Giants have a higher over-under than the Jets.
Well, they're in a bad division, too.
I get it. No, the schedule has a big part
right,
of it.
Right.
But still. Like, I know how good the AFC East may well be and how good the AFC in general is and how tough the schedule is, but the expectations from Vegas is that they are a 5.5 over-under number.
Can you imagine they go 6-11 this year?
I'd be pissed.
Well, of course.
We'd be delirious.
We'd be delirious.
Of course.
And keep giving us the propaganda, you know, keep floating that out there.
I look at it as Josh Allen's second year with Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills jumped and had a 10-win season.
Yes.
And Allen had a very good second
very
year compared
good.
To his first year.
Right.
Not a franchise
right.
quarterback year, but a very good year. That's what I want.
Right.
I want to see
right.
Zach Wilson make the jump Allen made from year one to year two. And again, his jump from year one from year two, Big Mac and I were talking about a few days ago, wasn't what he is now. It's not like he turned
in. Oh, no. Now he's, you know, he's one of the top quarterbacks in football.
Right.
Now.
I'm not asking Zach Wilson to be that. But major, major significant progress.
Major.
The injury to Mekhi Becton is no excuse.
I don't want
to
hear about
this
it.
This offensive line was a strength last year anyway.
I didn't expect anything from Mekhi Becton anyway.
And
so,
they just went out and added Dwayne Brown
right.
as it is.
That's right.
They should have a good run game. They have weapons at wide receiver. There's no I'm
None.
With you. There's
and
no
the
excuse.
The defense should be a lot better. I mean, let's start with that because the defense last year was brutal. It stunk. You know, they got embarrassed in New England. They got embarrassed by the Colts. They got embarrassed by the Eagles. They got embarrassed by Buffalo. The defense has got to be better.
No question.
I mean, they're all talking up the defensive line. It's going to, Carl Lawson and, you know, Quinnen Williams, he's going to make the big jump. John Franklin Myers, I don't know what the great thing is about him, but whatever, they paid him, whatever they did. You know, all these different, and you know, you heard Costello yesterday. I mean, Johnson isn't even, you don't even, he's saying he's not even going to get a lot of reps. I mean, how is that possible?
Well, and the other thing about last year that was very frustrating is a lot of those losses were non-competitive.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
They have to be significantly better than last
year. That game in the game in New England when they gave up 55, yep. You know, the homecoming game.
How about the Indianapolis game on Thursday night? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that
the Mike
game
White game.
Remember that game, too. That was almost competitive, but White throws that touchdown pass, and he gets hurt on that play.
Oh, that was a killer.
And we basically never heard from him again.
I know.
And they buried the guy. I'm shocked he's still on the team.
He's the third-string guy.
I know. Flacco's the backup.
We're going to see Mike White tonight. That was a crazy phenomenon for 2 weeks because I was a real
they
sucker.
They hosed Mike White.
I think so, too.
Oh, no, they didn't give him a real
because
chance.
His one bad performance was
against Buffalo.
An elite-level Bill
right,
defense.
Right.
And everyone said, okay, Cinderella
and if you remember
over.
That game... They were driving right before halftime, and Corey Davis had a huge drop.
No, you're right.
Right before halftime. And then they wound up just getting, you know, blitzed in the second half.
And then the following week, Joe Flacco takes over.
Right.
And I think Mike White may have gotten COVID at that point. I'm trying
Maybe.
To remember.
Maybe.
So it may have been that. But we never really got to see the conclusion
never.
Of Mike White.
No.
But I don't know how you felt. I bought in. I was thinking, holy crap,
Look,
they may
the
have found their guy.
The game against the Bengals was one of the best quarterback games I've seen in how many years we saw a Jet quarterback have the kind of game White had?
Yeah.
When was that?
Not right. often.
No.
That was an insane phenomenon that flashed through the night quicker than
Lynn Sanity. And the Bengals
go
to the Super Bowl.
I know. Well, the Bengals are the hopeful team I think we
right.
all should look at. And remind you
is
that
is this
the,
guy going to be Joe Burrow, though?
I don't know.
Right, we don't
I mean,
know.
I
no,
hope
you're right,
so.
We don't know.
But I think that the Bengals are that hope that you look at where you had the young quarterback coming off a major injury, the young head coach who at the time looked in over his head, and on a one-year switch turned from a team that we expected to not be that good into a team that went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying the Jets are going to do that. I don't think any of us is suggesting the Jets are going to do it. But I thought last year the Bengals were a hopeful reminder that this turnaround can happen quick.
Of course.
If you happen to have the right young head coach and the right young
quarterback. That's it. And the right personnel around them. That's it. Really comes down to that.
No doubt. We got your calls coming up. The Mets and Yankees are back in action. The Yankees open up a series against the Red Sox, where really all these struggles began. An interesting story about what the Yankees offered for Luis Castillo. And the Mets and the Phillies are back at it. And Keith Hernandez has inserted himself in this rivalry.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. You know, we'll get into that. I know we got a break, right, Luke? Because I want to get into what Hernandez, because I saw him when he said it.
Me too.
And I couldn't believe he said that.
We'll get into that coming up.
Why would he say that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.